In Central America's highlands lies one of the world's wonders, Lago de Atitlan. The lake draws in more than 300,000 tourists every year. NPR's Lily Quiroz is now one of them as she traveled to the lake in western Guatemala.
Lake Atitlan is more than meets the eye. It wasn't always a lake with teal-colored water. To better understand what I mean, we've got to go underwater. The water is cool, but I can feel warm spots too. What I'm feeling is a natural hot spring. That's because about 84,000 years ago, a volcano stood here. After Los Chocoyos erupted, it collapsed inward, and it formed what's called a caldera, or a volcanic crater. As I surface above the water, I can see the volcanoes that are still standing, San Pedro, Tolimán, and Atitlán, and the 12 towns surrounding the lake. They're also a part of the draw to the area. In one of the towns, Panajachel, I meet with a local Maya tour guide.
Hola, soy David Alinán.
There are three Maya groups that continue to influence the culture around the lake.
Cachiquel, Quiche, y Sutujil.
Surrounding towns have vibrant street decorations and shops that display colorful tejidos mayas, or Maya textiles.
Hola.
Hola.
Galenda Rosales has run her shop in Panajachel for over 15 years. She's still waiting for tourism to reach its pre-pandemic levels.
We all rely on tourism here. If there's no tourism, then our sales are low. It is our job. It's what takes care of our families.
Several locals feel the same.
Tourism contributes 80% to the economy of any community here today.
But my tour guide, David Alinán, says this comes with pros and cons.
The positive side is the economic growth for several families, new access to technology and education. The negative part is the loss of identity.
He says many people born here in the 90s don't know their native Mayan language, instead only speaking Spanish and a few other international languages. Still, Rosales encourages people from around the world to visit.
There's a lot of calm and peace here.
It's an alluring draw to this area.
Bueno, Guatemala es considerado como la eterna primavera.
This country is known as the eternal spring country. With brief showers some evenings, the hot sun begins to set behind the volcanoes that surround the lake. Lily Quiroz, Panajachel, Guatemala.